Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. The quote of the evening is, quote, "A crown will not complete you or make you happy. It is simply part of the uniform of an elite group of people who are just trying to make the world a better place." End quote, by Michelle Field. Crown Talk fans, we have a few announcements prior to me introducing our impeccable guest speaker of the evening. Do you want to hold an international title? Yes, exactly, an international title. Well, Miss University International wants you, limited time only, to secure your international title. To learn more, please visit www.missuniverzv.wixsite.com/university, or you can email univerz@gmail.com or call headquarters at 470-485-3919. Do you want to place an ad in the Crown Talk with Burgundy magazine? Please email hgerardctwbteamintern@gmail.com, or you can simply email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com for more information. Are you attending a national pageant very soon? Crown Talk would like to know all about your journey to the national, state, preliminary, and or regional pageant. You have an opportunity to take over the Crown Talk Snapchat. Just email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. CTWB Kiddos Edition guest speaker search is on. If you are interested in your son or daughter becoming a guest speaker on the Kiddo Show, please call 770-744-1462 or email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com to set up an interview for your show. Well, Crown Talk fans, it's finally time to introduce our 2017 Miss Black Tennessee USA. You can learn more about Jaleesa on our social media sites and or on her social media site. Good evening, Jaleesa.
Hi, good evening, Burgundy. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That is good. Well, we're going to jump right into some questions. We all know that you are holding a prestigious title, but could you tell us a little bit about yourself outside of pageantry?
Okay. I am 23 years old. My name is Jaleesa Webster. I'm 23 years old. I am from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville. I just graduated from MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, in December of 2015 with a degree in political science and a minor in Spanish. Right now I'm currently working and preparing to attend law school this upcoming fall, so been getting stressed out with that outside of pageantry, preparing for that. In my spare time, I enjoy spending time. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, keep going.
Okay. In my spare time, I enjoy spending time with my family and friends and my sweet little puppy, Stella. and I also enjoy coordinate weddings. So that's something that I'm really excited about, and I've kind of learned that I have a passion for helping with. So it's something I'm kind of dibbling and dabbling with. So I really enjoy, you know, helping others and helping them feel like their fairy tale has come true. So outside of all of those things, of course, I'm preparing to compete for Miss Black USA in August as well.
Well, you sound so busy, and it's a good thing because you're going on so many adventures. It's really cool hearing everything that you're doing outside of the pageant industry.
Yes, I'm very, very busy. Very busy.
Now, from Birmingham, Alabama, they have asked you, do you have any advice for girls or guys that are getting bored with participating in pageants?
Okay, that's a really good question. I think that if someone were to get bored with competing in pageants, I definitely think that you need to think about a couple of things. For one, you have to remember your purpose behind wanting to compete in pageants. I think it's very important to know why you want to compete. Sometimes people may look at it as opportunity to win a crown or the glitz and glam of a pageant.
Mm-hmm.
It may not really have a true, you know, passion or understanding for what all comes with a pageant. When you really have a true passion in competing with a pageant, you understand that it's challenging at times, but you realize the end goal, so you work hard towards that end goal. And sometimes if that's not truly what you want to do, you realize soon enough that, you know, that's something that I don't personally want to put that effort towards, because pageants aren't easy. They are hard. They're not hard in a sense in where you're incapable of doing it. However, it takes a lot of hard work preparing for pageants. So you have to have a true passion and desire to do it. So I think that if you do have that passion for doing it, sometimes people may get bored or may shy away from pageants because they don't feel like they're winning the title or they're placing where they would want to place in that particular pageant. And for that, I would say don't give up. Let that be a motivation factor
mm-hmm.
to work harder towards your goal. Like, continue to push towards that, and you will reach that goal. You just have to continue to push through. So I definitely
mm-hmm.
think that I definitely think that's important. Definitely.
In addition to your answer that you just answered, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you need to take a break every now and then. Participate in a pageant or two once a year, and then take a break that following year. And then you can pick it back up the year after. Kind of just take a break. Maybe try some modeling, runway or photography. Try something different to get you away from it and see if you really do miss that passion of being in the pageant industry. Now, falling back on what she said and collaborating with what she said, you have to remember that pageants are all about learning and not always about winning. And finding out who you are as an individual and working on your personal growth. So you need to think about all those things when you're like, I'm getting bored, because maybe you may not be winning or you feel like that's know-it-all or something like that. Just think about those things. Am I having fun? Am I making new friends? Am I learning something new at each pageant with each experience? So those are some things to think about. And if you need to take a break, it's completely fine. Take a break. Regroup yourself, and then go back out there and go for the goal.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Don't get burnt out. Do not get burnt out.
Well, we have a few callers that are calling in, and we're going to take a call right now. Caller number 15. Hello? Okay, we're going to come back to them, and we're going to go ahead with some more questions that we have.
Okay.
Jaleesa, you are heading to Nationals for Miss Black USA in August. How are you preparing for Nationals health-wise?
So, like I said earlier, pageants take a lot of hard work. Definitely doable, but it takes a lot of hard work to prepare for pageants. But
mm-hmm.
you have to remember that all these things, they serve a purpose, and in the end, they're helping you become a better person. So definitely I am eating healthy as much as I can, drinking plenty of water. So although I may have cheat days, sometimes we all have cheat days, I am
yes.
the most part. We all have cheat days sometimes, but I am for the most part trying to eat healthy, eating plenty of fresh fruits and veggies, smoothies, chicken and fish, baked foods, trying to shy away from the breads and heavy starches and sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside of preparing for a better diet, I also prepare health-wise by working out. I work out at my gym, Planet Fitness. I do have a membership with them, so I try to go as often as I can. And then I've just recently started working out at a place called Mate Fitness, which is in Nashville, and it's an awesome place. I just started working out there today. I went once just to try it out, and I loved it. It was intense, but the results were awesome, and it just pushed me just that much further. And I was like, you know what? I have to keep going. So,
You have that strive, that energy now to go for it.
Yes, definitely. When you start having, you know, that extra push of motivation. So I've been doing that. And also I model, a part of a modeling troupe called Diavanti Modeling Management in Nashville. And that helps prepare me for my pageant training as far as walking. Helps me with my walk, and it also helps me with my stage confidence as well, which is important in pageants as well. And then, of course, opportunities like speaking with you on today allows me to prepare for my interview. So all these things serve a purpose, and they truly, outside of preparing for the pageant, they're helping groom me better as a person, as a young woman, because all of these things are so beneficial as I grow professionally and just, you know, grow as a person. They're all important and beneficial. So that's what I do.
Well, you definitely have an impressive health plan and pageant plan to make yourself successful in the pageant industry and then the nutritional area and also in the health area as far as working out. And listeners, as far as getting healthy, getting fit, you can always go to Google and Google how you can get fit and healthy. You can go to Pageant Planet. They have the best way, the best pageant workout plan for you. They also have on the Pageant Center, they have the pageant diet. Also heading to the gym near you, or they have it on Instagram, different workout plans that they show that you can just do at your house just to have fun. So you can have fun and not feel like you are trying to really push and you really don't want to. So there's different many ways, but starving yourself is not okay, and that's not an option.
Definitely.
In the pageant marketplace, and it is very frowned upon. So that's the biggest thing. So there are many ways for you to stay healthy and get ready for whatever pageant you're going for, and I know some of them do have bikini wear, some of them have fitness. I know Miss Black USA that you are going to have the personal fitness of your tour. So it's very important that she's doing this, and I'm stressing this because it is a big issue in the pageant society.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, just remember to be healthy, everyone.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we're going to take a slight break, and I would like to thank Crystal Miles for our hair and makeup for always making our CoverGirls and spokesmodels look fabulous. We are still live with your Rainy Miss Black Tennessee USA, Jaleesa Webster, Crown Talk listeners. So remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863 or keep sending in those emails. And speaking of emails, we have an email from Miami, Florida. They've asked, as an inspiring lawyer, how do you think pageantry will help you as a future legal expert?
So pageantry, as I've been stating, is more than just competing for a crown. the preparation mm-hmm. that goes into competing grooms you in so many ways. And a lot of people don't realize that. Health-wise, preparing for bettering your health, gaining interview skills, networking, gaining networking skills, serving your community, impacting so many people, all of these things, plus being a voice for your community and those who look up to you. All these things are, you know, they're refreshing. It's a refreshing experience to work so hard for a goal, whether you win or not, you know that you've accomplished something big at the end of that pageant. You've done your best in every single category, and you've gained so much from it and networking with others and getting to experience new things each time. So all of these things, these lessons, these skills, these opportunities that I experienced through pageantry, they continue to help groom me as a young woman, and they're things that I will continue to carry on now in the workforce, through my career, being an attorney one day. All of these things will be beneficial and will help me along the way.
Mm-hmm. And it's really exquisite that in the pageant marketplace, they're teaching you how to dress properly, how to dress like a young lady or a young gentleman, your
right.
public speaking skills as far as going out to the community, being able to reach the children and being able to get up and share your platform. In addition, going into an interview mindset, because you have to interview to get the job. Being in the pageant, you're interviewing for a job, so when you go out to that endeavor that you want, you are interviewing for that job, that
right.
position. And I feel that
right.
as far as the pageant marketplace, they are really wonderful about that. And a lot of people don't think of it from that perspective. So on that note, think of everything that you're doing in the pageant industry. Think of it as you going for a job. This is what you're going to be doing. This is getting you prepared for your future. Our next email comes from Los Angeles, California. They have asked, what has been the best appearance you have been on during your reign?
So the best appearance that I've been on during my reign was being interviewed at Local Memphis Live, hosted by Amy Spiropoulos with Miss Black New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first time being on live television, so I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous, very nervous at first, but I was able to experience this opportunity with my sister, Queen Daphne, who's Miss Black New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and it helped me feel more comfortable having her there with me and being able to enjoy, you know, that amazing moment in that moment. So that's truly what it's all about, is being there for one another, because as women, I truly believe that when we're able to link up with each other, one alone may be good, but if we are able to link up with each other, we're,
Amen.
You know, I believe pageants, you know, are all about, yes, one person wins the crown at the end of the day, but the experiences and relationships that you gain with these other women, these are lifelong experiences. So I
mm-hmm.
truly enjoyed that because I was able to experience that with another queen as well.
Well, I know on your Instagram, it was like you had an amazing time. So I hope to one day I can be able to see what happened on the show. And I know you did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed
You're
it.
Welcome.
And I actually will be going back closer to the time of the pageant in August. So we'll be back again. So be on the lookout for that.
It's all about a sisterhood and making each other feel so comfortable.
Yes, definitely.
Now, we have a question, and we have asked, what's the difference in participating in pageants that are culturally diverse than pageants that are about your heritage?
So I think that sometimes can be a negative connotation with pageants that may have a particular race in front of it, like, for instance, my title, Miss Black Tennessee USA.
Mm-hmm.
And pageant systems such as, you know, Miss Black USA, they are created with purpose. They're not meant to be looked upon as something negative. They're not meant to have, you know, negative connotations behind it. It serves a positive purpose. It serves the purpose of empowering Black women, because truthfully, historically, Black women were not always allowed to compete in some of the mainstream or top tier, if you will, pageant systems. So this particular pageant system, the Miss Black USA pageant system that I'm a part of, it's created to embrace the African-American culture of women, and it gives an outlet to empower women of color who come in, you know, different shades of color and different shapes and sizes and different types of hair and all of these things that, you know, are cuts deeper than just beauty. It's not a beauty pageant. It's a scholarship pageant, and it embraces the culture of women. So it has a much deeper purpose. It's not, you know, it's not supposed to be interpreted as something negative. It's something positive and beautiful, and it's a need for it. It's definitely a need for it. So,
oh yeah, and you know, I've wiggle waggled with this question, but I honestly don't think there really is a big difference. Yes, there's Miss Black USA, Miss Black Ambassador, Miss Black Universe, Miss Latino Pageant, Miss America Latino Pageant, International Grand Latina, and so forth. Different pageants like that. But at the end of the day, it's learning how to be a young minority individual, celebrating who you are as an individual in your culture, whether it's Hispanic, Japanese, Black, Caucasian. It doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I was a former Miss Black Kentucky USA talented teen and Tennessee talented teen for Miss Black USA and also Miss Black Universe. And I thought it was very productive that I participated in these prestigious systems like this, because it taught me how to get a certain type of hairstyle, the right makeup to match my skin. We could talk about different issues happening in the society and not feel like we were getting penalized for stating our feelings. However, it also taught me how to be an immaculate title holder. And that part, that's where it comes together. And it's the same just as you're going for Miss USA or Miss America pageant. They all are the same. You're just learning more about your culture and who you are as an individual.
Definitely. I agree, Burgundy. I do.
Well, we have a few callers, and so I'm going to go on and take a few of these. Hello?
Okay.
Hi, is someone there?
Hello?
Hi, do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I do. My name is Jada. I'm one of Julissa's closest friends. I do have a wonderful question to ask her. So, outside of your lovely pageant duty, what are your interests and hobbies, and what do you do as a regular life?
Some of my interests and hobbies outside of pageantry, of course, I have an interest in becoming an attorney one day. So, helping others and being sure that they know their rights in this world. It's something that I have a passion for, which is why I want to become an attorney one day. So that's one of my biggest goals so far, and something that I have a true interest in. Outside of that, I also enjoy modeling, like I said earlier, getting to expose myself to break out of my branch and be able to be more confident on stage and in front of others, and being able to present a certain brand to a certain prestige. I enjoy doing that, and I also enjoy helping with weddings. Like I said, that's something new that I've just started doing. That's one of my new hobbies. I've just gotten a couple of clients here recently. That's one of my new hobbies that I enjoy doing. I love helping others and making them feel like
their day was just the most beautiful day ever. That was their fairy tale. Like, that's something that really warms my heart and makes me feel purposeful in a way. And outside of that, I'm a big family person. I love my family, my friends. I mean, I don't care what day it is. I've never been that type of person who just didn't want to spend time with family. Like, it's always a pick-me-up for me. When I'm feeling down, I like to spend time with my family. So those are some things I like to do.
Okay, I have one more question. Who's your role model?
So I would have to say my role models are my parents, both of them, because they both are my rock. They are always there for me whenever I need them. They're so supportive. It's just, it's crazy. Like, they will give me their last. I could never repay them for the things that they do for me. They're so inspiring and work so hard, and I truly want to be like them one day. So they are my role models.
That's great. You continue to inspire others, and you keep your head up and keep God first. Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Bye-bye. You have a good night. Well, we have come to the end of our show. We have had so much fun talking to you, Jaleesa.
Thank you, Burgundy. This has been such a fun experience. I really appreciate you asking me to come and speak with you all. This is definitely so amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you again, Jaleesa, Miss Black Tennessee USA. Follow her on Instagram, the USA Pageant. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine. My personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory. Twitter, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with a space in Burgundy, Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY, and Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy. I hope everyone had a wonderful time speaking and listening with Miss Black Tennessee USA 2017, and we will be following her journey as she goes on to vie for the title of Miss Black USA 2017. Signing off with You're Never Too Young, Be a Role Model.